Do you have a name for unthickened gravy that you make by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat?
What go everywhere.
You got a name for that?
Especially ham, right?
No, they used to call it red-eye gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gravy.
Is that what you call it? Is that what your father would have called it?
That's right. That's right.
What do you call the liquid that you burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Do you have a name for a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? I saw some up here.
I call them Pinewood Ruler.
I understand there not too many of them left around.
Right.
What I gather. All I know about these things.
What'd you call an itching soreness between the toes?
I call it a bunion.
No, but like, you know how it makes your skin all dead on the bottom of your feet? You're saying in between your toes and all?
What's all that for?
Between your toes, that's a bunion. And on the outside, them called cones and calluses.
Corn and calluses.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you get it at school sometimes, walking barefoot in the gym or something, you can get it.
Stone bruise.
No, it itches and it makes the skin on the bottom of your feet die and you just peel off.
The ringworm? Ringworm?
Yeah, it's like that.
Well, a ringworm you can see under the skin, but this like, they call it athlete's foot. You ever heard that? You know what I mean? Do you have a name for that?
Well, I'll tell you what they used to call it a long time ago. They say you got grouch on your feet. I don't know what it was. Grouch.
Yeah.
What Ava
have you? I've also heard somebody call it a ground itch. I guess that's probably similar to grouch.
Well, that's what they call it, grouch.
About the same thing. Yeah. What do you call homemade whiskey?
White light.
Why not?
Is that what you call it?
That's right. Why not?
What do you call cheap whiskey? Like, you know, some whiskey you can drink, and like if you drink enough of it, it'll make you go blind or it'll kill you or something like that. It's just really bad whiskey. Like, it'll make you sick. Do you have a special name for it?
That's a stump liquor.
Well, that's what they call a stump liquor.
Stump liquor. They make much liquor down here.
They used to, but they don't really? About to clean
they
them
do.
Up.
Up where I live in North Georgia, it's close to the Chattahoochee River, and they make a bunch. I mean,
North Georgia.
Uh-huh. And they're all the time blowing up stills. And we'll be fooling around, you know, at our farm, something like that, and you'll just hear a big explosion from way back in the woods, and that means that the tax agents have found another still, and they just take dynamite and they just blow it all up. And you can just hear that.
Well, man, from North Georgia come down here, and they had three big stills about 3 miles right back here, you know, they may have to worry about it.
That's been long years
ago. That's a good many years ago. They had three good big steels, and they had them big trucks there, and they can't run after about a truckload.
Did they ever get caught?
Yeah, so they got caught. They let them run a long time. And they come here, the devil tired me to drive one of the cars. That was the bad part about it. And they got our shotgun. And they had me, they got out on their feet, and they had them flew with no direction where they had it pinpointed. They had me, they said, I know the road for me to get the car and go around and come up from the offside. When I saw it off on the offside, they're coming up to them. They saw the car and they broke it on and they run right into the officers. And they told them,